that story of the Thai farmer who was taken by mistake. And I found many examples of the same glitch. People with the same name were taken by error and brought back, especially in Asia. So maybe the administration needs some personnel changes, but nonetheless, nobody's perfect. So anyway, I'll open the floor to see how these videos have impacted you.
I have two things. First, I want to ask, can we hear your death experience?
It's not an experience, it's an imperience. What's your next question?
I thought that would be the answer. Well, my next one is, she, the one who killed herself, was explaining how she was gone to the dark realms and then lifted into the light. So how can we understand that if we say that actually everything is light and everything is God, but then yet she did experience that and seemed like there are many souls are being stuck there. So how can we understand that, and how can these souls become free from that?
Well, I think they're there to be taught, to be cleansed, to learn, for the most part, that they created that hell realm through their own karma, which could have been in previous lifetimes and could have been a result of their own lack of faith, let's say, in God and in the goodness of God, which would then create a realm that would mirror that back, but that it's always a temporary phenomenon. One isn't sentenced to hell forever, and as soon as one learns that lesson, as she was, one is taken back into the realm of love, and even that is part of love. It's tough love, but it is love, and without having a realm like that, people wouldn't learn their lesson. You know, this is part of what we call the fear of God. The fear that if you don't act correctly, you are going to suffer in some way. And that can be karmically on this plane, or it can be in a hell realm after, which discourages people from committing suicide or of doing other nasty deeds in this world, and worked for a long time, except that now in the 20th century, most people became atheistic and materialistic and stopped believing, and therefore the hell realm no longer worked to keep people on the straight and narrow, and so the world itself had to become a hell realm. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated watching that and really feeling the people, how they were just sharing it from such from the heart and so from their experience. It was mm-hmm. really beautiful and impacting.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I particularly liked the blind woman who could see, right? So we have all of our capacities once we're out of the body. The body doesn't give you the senses and that data. It actually can filter it out and prevent you from having access to that. But you have all knowledge and all capacity to see and to sense in every way and to know in a non-local way when you're not in the body.
Mm-hmm. But this is exactly about what you said. They described some sort of a localization, right? Because I am on the lap of the God, so there is like mm-hmm. a duality. And mm-hmm. for me, this is what I noticed in all of them, that they had this sense of separation still after leaving the body. They could, this one guy who was speaking about him being on the lap of God, that he has hands and he has feet and he looked at his feet. Mm-hmm. So this is basically just some sort of a projection which is caused by the residue in the subtle body because it was not mm-hmm. released, and that's just mm-hmm. how some kind of aspect of consciousness is perceiving that way?
Yes, I think that's right. And that's why the last one, Eben Alexander, he talked about just seeing, right, a sphere of light and then the void filled with light and no forms. But for him, it was music, and the vibrational frequency took on that form because of his own desire to have that projection as an expression of the divine. For others, it's not music, but it will be beautiful field of flowers, or it will be some other way in which that awesome beauty and joy become expressed in the imaginary register. But there are those who just dissolve into infinite light, and even without light, even to there are those who go into the nirguna Brahman. There's no experience, but they come back totally transformed, because they realize the transcendent nature of pure awareness. So it varies depending on the level of psychological and spiritual development of the person who has the experience.
There's no person, right? So it's just about those kind of impressions which are gathered with a particular body mechanism, right?
Man, I didn't
quite... There's no person, as we say, right? There's no
ultimately, person, that's right. So no person as we would say in an imaginary level, but we could say that there's an infinite intelligence that can make itself personal and can make itself transpersonal, but it has all possibilities. Okay.
Kind of very uplifting. I guess kind of following on from what Avka was saying, is it seems like you kind of get whatever you want, right? The projections that come back or the subtle bodies that come back. And so my questions are, is it simply a projection that's coming out from the soul or the subtle body, or are there realms in which they're being welcomed into? Are there the pillars of light, let's say, are they light workers, angels that work in this, let's say, realm and exist in some subtle way in this place, or is it all just a retelling to oneself what one would like to know?
Well, let me ask you right now, do you feel like you are a being and a multitude of other beings in this room, or is there just one intelligence that's manifesting? It's no different. How many people did feel uplifted by this? Yeah? Okay, good. If it helps to give faith that that's where we're headed and that we can have that experience now, I think that's very important. And to know that you can be in that state in meditation here and now without waiting for the body to die, and that you can live in the bliss and with the knowledge that is available in God consciousness, if you are tuned to that vibrational frequency, and if your mind isn't filled with phenomenal plain mental chatter and other forms of diversion of your attention, that's all there is God and all of the power of love and joy and the music of the ultimate sphere. And it's here now. So I hope people choose to live in it and not to miss out on what is your birthright. And in this particular moment at the end of the cycle of time, to take advantage of the opportunity of being one of those who emanate that glory of God in order to uplift others and help to bring about the kingdom of heaven to reappear in this plane. Okay, I think that's it, unless someone else wants to ask anything else, yeah.
What is the difference between this tunnel of light and the vortex that has been also studied?
I'm not sure which vortex you're referring to.
Is the job to achieve these this tunnel of light experience without having to go through an accident or something like that, like just by the pure meditation, or not necessary? Because it seems to me that this experience that so many people go through and the tunnel of light seems to be some more, I mean, it's not yet the union with God, right? It's just like some kind of experience.
No. Well, it's a projection of what we could call the void or the shunyata, the emptiness, that then leads to the light, the fullness, right? So, but it's here now. It's not elsewhere. It's not a traveling through space. It's available. But for those who are in the belief of three-dimensional space, then there's a need to have the illusion of traveling in order to get there. And so the actual experience will vary according to one's belief system.
But that experience is not some more kind of more higher matrix, because this is a matrix, but that is also a more matrix.
Well, yeah, it's the subtle mind at the soul level, which is still a dream. It's not at the level of the absolute self. They're, because they haven't died. They don't go beyond the soul level, and the soul is still dreaming. But the soul's dream is a much higher level of dream than the phenomenal plane ego dream. So the soul dream will show you an image of God or an image of some form of a godly being or many, and your dead relatives and whoever else would make you feel like you're in heaven, and to feel that joy and love. But the actual realization of God as God is in itself, the self, would only be known after real death would take place, or real death of the ego, because it's too subtle. It's no longer in mind at all, or at least not mind, the mind that projects a world or a space, but that which is beyond all space and all time.
So they had a taste of something higher, but not exactly liberation.
They had
a taste of liberation.
No, that's why they came back, and they're in their ego and still working things out, but with a lot more power and faith and love than they started with.
Mm-hmm. But I was curious why they came back. They all seem to not want to come back. Like, they express it like, no way, I'm going back, like arguing. And I'm very, like, what makes them return? Like, in that conscious level, they're like, no, I want to stay. But then they come back.
Yeah.
Is it the unconscious? Cause, or like the guy that said, tell my mother that I'm okay. Like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was attached still to his mother, so he wasn't done with his karma. That's why it's important not to have any attachments. If you want to be done, you've got to really kill all attachments, all desire, all fear. Otherwise, you're going to come back. But at least they came back now with a mission of telling people that there is a higher plane and there is God and love and joy and all of that. So they were privileged to now be able to do some very good karma and to be able to earn the right to have that plane as their true abode in a permanent way, and perhaps get liberation in the same life. So it was a great blessing, let's say, to go through that ordeal.
Yeah. Also the first woman, like, she also didn't want to come back, but was kind of arguing
mm-hmm.
about how bad was down there, and maybe she had to come back to prove that it was possible, or that there was love in this realm.
I think she had to bring love into the realm. She was still projecting how bad it was. We can't do that. We have to see the perfection here too.
So it was very useful, thank you. But I'm very curious about this farmer dropping dead. Like, what is that? Like, the symbology or the symbolic realm of different cultures? Like, what is, like, how can it be so different? How can dead do a mistake? I don't know.
Well, in a way, they were all mistakes. They all had to go back. They weren't there. They weren't ready yet. This was just a different way of projecting that. and projecting God as this judge that they were indoctrinated into in their religious training. So I think that it's part of that cultural milieu that it would appear that way. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for showing this. I feel it really touches my heart to see these NDEs, and I've been watching them for a while, and what I feel I get from them is I feel that my fear of death is not so strong, because it's good news, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what's going to happen when we drop this body.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel in that sense that watching these NDEs has helped me to overcome, to some extent,
mm-hmm.
the fear of death.
That's wonderful.
And what also kind of strikes me is that it seems like the consciousness that they have before they go in, when they meet God, when they come to heaven, is the same as when they are here.
Mm-hmm.
And it also tells me and shows me that We are already perfect. We are already that. We are not changing into some angelic being. When we meet God, we are who we are somehow.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you don't know who you are in the three-dimensional plane if you're identified with the body, because you're not a body in that plane. And they were still, remember, in somewhat of an illusion. They didn't go to the full truth. They went to a projection that was kind of a middle ground between the real and the imaginary of this plane. So it wasn't a total realization.
Yes, so I understand. That's why they seem just like normal people.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because when you really die to the ego, there's no I thought left. And you merge into God consciousness. There's no separation. It's non-duality. You're not sitting on Daddy's knee. You are one with that infinite being. But there's that I that they were all talking from, that is what disappears at the next level.
I see. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But it is fear that's the whole problem here. You know, planetary civilization has entirely crashed because of people's fear of catching a flu. The entire global world has fallen for that. It's almost unimaginable. Not even a fear of nuclear war or something, but getting a flu. That was enough. And they don't have fear of the vaccine, which they should have fear about. And people are dying right and left from taking that. But again, it's all about fear, and that's how you are controlled, and that's how dictatorships take over, and that's how the world became a hell realm. So we have to be fearless and loving, and that's the only solution to undoing the situation that our minds, having fallen into identification with a mortal body, have created. So only when we regain our immortal realization of who and what we are, as unborn and undying, can we again create a world that is beautiful and non-oppressive. Okay, anyone else? Mm-hmm.
And what does fearlessness without love look like?
That's called being a psychopath.
Yeah.
And there are such people, but they also suffer in a way that's repressed. It's the conscience and the fear is not entirely gone. it's repressed, but there are moments when the facade will crack, and the fear will return, and there have also been cases of psychopathic personalities having near-death experiences, and going into hell realms, and it breaking open their personality structure.
Mm-hmm. Just a question. You mentioned that there have been more and more since you first studied near-death experiences. Is that because there are more happening now, or is it just because of the communications capacity, or is it because of our lifestyle, there are more car crashes or accidents than before, or what is it,
there are more happening. A lot of the reason is that the ICUs are better at keeping people alive. The emergency rooms now can keep somebody who is brain dead and heart stopped alive still for long enough to be able to have them have such an experience and come back. So I think there are more cases for that reason. But there are also cases that I have read, I have seen on video of people, particularly in Asia, who are thought dead. They're sent to the cremation ground, and then they aren't able to be cremated immediately because there's a line, a queue of other cadavers ahead of them, and they wake up 3 days later and they talk about their near-death experience. You know, the first one in history to be recorded was in Plato's Republic in chapter 8, a guy who died in a battle. And he was thrown on the pile of dead bodies to be burned. But a week later, they were about to get him, and he started moving. And he told his story, and Plato wrote it down. And for most of that period since, people have thought, oh, it's a myth and all that. But it was an actual near-death observation that was recorded. And I think now people do recognize that these things were well known back then. But I do think that more and more of them are happening, both because of the car crashes and suicide attempts and the ability to revive people in emergency rooms. Uh-huh. Gabriel.
I was intrigued by the musical element and how you mentioned the musical spheres, or spheres mm-hmm. And how the relationship to music almost... they talked about the om and how there's maybe a root sound for each vibrational frequency. Or just that mm-hmm. kind of dialogue I was intrigued by.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the ultimate vibrational frequency is not heard. It's felt, and it's pure bliss, but it doesn't have a sound that you could make in this plane mm-hmm. that would be identical to it or even close. Because it's of such a higher frequency than anything that can appear in sound waves in this realm. But it is, you could still say music, but it's music of a totally quantum leap beyond what we could hear.
Mm-hmm. I found it very sobering, mm-hmm. and both SARS and now STARS. I feel that this information is bringing the sobering, the maturing of consciousness at both this the reality of real one and now the reality of real two.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel great joy in receiving this. Two sides of the coin,
mm-hmm.
because you're not liberated if you're identified and fearful of SARS,
mm-hmm.
and yet you're still, mm-hmm. it's a much better place here
mm-hmm.
With STARS, but mm-hmm. You're still between these two walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the word that really perhaps best explains what I'm feeling is a sobering of coming out of denial. At both levels.
Yes.
And in watching these films tonight, particularly, it was as I was reading something that I as know what they were speaking about, although, you know, I would not describe this, but somehow is vibrating, as if that this is God the good, from the soul's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that understanding of that concept of God the good was so palpable. I could taste it,
mm-hmm.
As I was watching these films. It was helpful to take me deeper into
mm-hmm.
feeling
mm.
what God the good
mm-hmm.
feels like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to ask you this relationship and what they just described tonight and the role of our purgatory here, as this particular soul's purgatory, Katsat Yoga. And just this morning I woke up with this dream that was the fear of God. It's like, you know, if you don't get out of the illusion completely
mm-hmm.
and transcend it all,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is what you're looking at, girl. And it wasn't pretty. and it brought a certain of urgency into my meditation this morning. There was both an urgency of silencing the mind and entering pure presence, and at the same time a discomfort, you know, that was both happening. It was body, you know, feeling not pain, but I just wasn't comfortable in meditation physically, and yet the soul was so there, both happening. And going through these films right now, and not seeing the light, but feeling like I was in this whirlwind of energy, a spiraling of energy,
mm-hmm.
that the consciousness was traveling through just from listening to their stories. So all of these different chimes and bangs that I'm feeling within, as you're showing,
mm-hmm.
and with your teachings especially, these documentaries, and the effect that I'm feeling is happening energetically
mm-hmm.
and vibrationally
mm-hmm.
in consciousness from mm-hmm. them.
Beautiful. Okay. The cleansing effect is happening. This is wonderful. You made a very good point that this near-death experience takes place in real two, and if you're in real two, you're going to come back to real one. It's not a full dialectic. You have to go to real three, and real three is completely beyond all the images and sounds and phenomena of any kind, and there is no longer a sense of a separate I to come back and relay an experience. Until we go all the way to real three, liberation doesn't happen. But a lot of learning, a lot of joy, a lot of all of that, but it doesn't bring you off the wheel. So if we want liberation, we have to go beyond the near death. And it won't happen in the death of the body. It has to happen here while the body is alive, and it is the ego itself that voluntarily dissolves into God's light and power. Okay.
Nothing could express, I think, how we live in a dream within a dream within a dream than the near-death experience and the clarity of the real one, two, and three that are present. And I'm reflecting on, okay, there is the transcendence of the world of multiplicity to that oneness of love. And we have to go through this process to kill the ego of the mind to do that. And people are dying all the time, and that there's this other dimension, because it seems that everyone goes through this experience, whether it's a near-death experience, or it's total death, but then their soul still
They'll come back.
They just don't come back to tell about it, but it's universal.
Yeah.
And so all of these souls are going to the light, and those that haven't achieved real three, have transcended everything, have to come back. And so there is this, within this dream, there are the souls coming into birth. I imagine nobody's been able to have a birth or near birth experience to convey, but that's what's happening as well.
Oh yeah,
just at the other end. It's
sure,
just a continual.
Well, actually, there's a lot of literature on that as well. Ian Stevenson, around the same time as Raymond Moody was writing, wrote a book called Children Who Remember Their Previous Lives. And he was gathering information from parents in all countries in the world and went and did an analysis of the cases where they remembered where they died and they were taken back and they could recognize family. Mm-hmm. So they did have memories of their previous life and the in-between. So that is also present as data of information that's in the public domain. Yeah. So both sides are there. But yes, we also have liberated beings like Ramana and Ananda Mahima, who are giving another level of information, but very few people are taking that and making use of it. So, did you have more? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
Yeah. But I think that you're right, that both sides of this are coming out now and becoming more clear. As simply facts that cannot be denied because of the overwhelming amount of evidence that's appearing. Is there anyone else?
Mm-hmm. So the soul, if in a higher vibration, when dying, goes to real two, if not liberated,
mm-hmm.
and they want to come back to Earth so they can finish that cycle in order to...
I don't know if it's a matter of wanting, but it's a matter of that they're not done. They're not
so
through.
They just have to come.
Yeah. Until you have died while alive, you're not finished. You have to realize the illusion completely here, not in the next realm. So may we all achieve liberation in life. Okay, last question.
Thank you. My question was about this woman that committed suicide. She mentioned that she felt pain and burning and all of these things, but there was no body. So what was suffering in her?
No, she had a subtle body. She had a body of light or of subtle matter. That was
and
suffering.
That can feel pain.
Oh yeah, of course. It can feel pain in hell, it can feel bliss in heaven, but feelings are even more intense, thousands of times more intense than the feelings you have in the physical form.
Okay, thank you.
Don't commit suicide. Except you can suicide your ego. That's allowed. Okay, I'm glad people got something out of this, and we will continue with the stars and going beyond the stars. Namaste.
Namaste.
No.
Thank you.